Hello, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District of the LCMS, and this is the Innovative Missional Ministry Podcast. Today, we're joined by Debbie Ellinger, the founder of Ellie's House. Ellie's House, as many of you know, is the nonprofit serving homeless and runaway women involved in human trafficking in the city of Detroit. And with January being Human Trafficking Awareness Month, we had to reach out to Deb and find out what they're up to right now. And Deb, first of all, thanks for joining us. Why don't you remind our listeners what you do and how you do it?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for having me. I love spending time with you, so thank you. We do a couple things. We have a street outreach team that goes on the east side of Detroit, there where we hand out food, hygiene, clothing, winter items in the winter to women who are in forced prostitution or in being trafficked. And then we also have a couple houses where we house women, where you can stay in our program for 2 years rent-free, where we'll provide all your mental health, your medical, life skills. If you want to go back to school, we're going to help you budget, save money, those types of things. And then the end goal being you're self-sufficient to live on your own.
So 2020 was obviously a nothing short of an awful year. So
yeah, exactly.
But you had plenty of success stories and plenty of great things that happened to Ellie's House and many of the people that you serve.
Yeah, we have had, even though it has been a very crazy year, we've had some really great things happen, some great wins. We had a house donated to us, completely updated. And so we currently have a woman that we took in there the day after Christmas. So that was a huge blessing. And then we have another resident, Roxanne, who has just been doing so well in our program. And she was a woman that literally called me from by the airport from a guy's phone in a car, and she had nowhere to go. And she had gotten our number from another organization. And we just took a chance and picked her up, and she's been with us for almost 7 or 8 months now. And she has got a job, and she's just doing very well. And so we're helping her look for housing and move into the next stage of moving out on her own. But we think she'll be a part of our program forever. Like, I can see her being a mentor, teaching life skills, just walking alongside other women. She has those leadership qualities about her.
I know we had talked about in the past about wins and how you kind of quantify that because it's so difficult, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is so difficult, especially on the street. You know, what I would quantify as a win on the street is just getting to develop a relationship that's mutually trusting and loving. Like, that's a win to me. And then in our housing program, honestly, if you can work through a program for any amount of time, I consider that a win. Relapse is part of the process. And so we have the expectation that's going to happen. But working through a program, any length of a time, developing relationship and loving people, like, that's a win to us.
So when you have something like this that happens with Roxanne, just talk about how you and the team feels, you know, it's gotta be awesome.
It's so great. I mean, when I meet with Roxanne every week, it's like, she's someone I would want to spend time with. Like, she's someone that I could hang out with. She just has so much joy, and she just needed someone to rally around her and support her. You know, you burn your bridges with family after a while, and now she's establishing those relationships again. And so she just really needed someone, I think, to walk alongside of her and support her, and provide some resources for her when she didn't have any. So it's been a beautiful thing to watch her grow and grow in her faith and, just participating in Bible studies and just doing things that were not in her comfort zone.
Ah, that sounds so cool. Very cool. So what's new with Ellie's House? Because it looks like you've got some big things planned here, and even in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, so this month of January, we have been called a lot because people are starting to do, you know, more Zoom educational awareness things. I'm actually going to speak at your old school, our Shepherd, at the end of the month. I'm going to speak to some students there. And then I'm going to be sitting on a panel for Hazel Park Community Coalition. And so I'm on a panel with Homeland Security, a survivor, and then another organization that helps women involved in trafficking. And it's just to bring awareness to the community. So anybody can come, whether you live in Hazel Park or not. It's going to be via Zoom. And it'll just be an opportunity to learn more about trafficking in your community. It seems to Hazel Park, along with a lot of other communities, think it's just not happening in their community. And so we're hoping to kind of shift that way of thinking and bring about some awareness, and then what to do if you do see somebody being trafficked and what that looks like.
So why don't you real quickly tell me some of those signs that you see that people can look out for?
Yeah, so one big sign is somebody who is dressed inappropriately for the winter, right? Like someone who might not have a coat on and it's snowing out or something like that, carrying a bag, a plastic bag with their items in it. We see a lot on the street, women are carrying the items we give them, toothbrush, deodorant, soap in a bag, in like a Kroger plastic bag. A woman walking around with a suitcase behind her, and not dressed appropriate for the weather. Somebody who is being controlled by somebody. So it appears that she can't talk, she can't communicate, she can't interact with somebody unless this person with her says it's okay. Those are some major signs.
And while you serve that area on Detroit's east side, you can find this in a lot of different areas, and it's you'd be surprised at where you do find this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is happening everywhere. We recently had a woman that we got from a local court who was being trafficked in a suburb here in Oakland County. And there were several women at that hotel being trafficked in a very nice community in Oakland County. She was being trafficked by an organization that was all over the country, and ended up being a huge ring that she was able to help take down. There was like 12 women involved, but it was happening in like a hotel in a very nice affluent community in Oakland County.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how have you and basically the community that you're serving and where you're working, especially on that east side of Detroit, how have they been handling things throughout this pandemic and kind of navigating everything that's going on there?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I think they've probably navigated it better than a lot of us have. And I think some of that is because they don't have the opportunities to go places, right? So they're kind of in their community. That's where they are all the time, regardless if things are shut down or not. There's like half of them wear masks, half of them don't. We always give out masks. We've been so blessed with masks and gloves. So we're always able to give those out. There was, in the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of fear, uncertainty if they would get food, uncertainty if we would come back out to give them food. A lot of times were their main source of food and hygiene. So I think that fear was initially a huge fear for them. Now, as time has gone on, I think a lot of them have kind of gotten a lot more laid back, I guess, about it. We've had no women that we talked to be sick. We've had one guy that we've talked to who had the virus, and he's fine now. But everybody else, actually, this was actually a pretty healthy winter overall for the women we talked to.
Now, first of all, what are some of the needs that you have right now or even the people in?
Yeah, our biggest need is always food. So like snack pack food. We go through anywhere from 30 to 45 snacks each day we go out. And so we go out 3 days a week. So you're looking at least 90 to 100 bags a week. So 400 bags of food a week. So we're always looking for something that you would pack in your child's lunch. Bags of chips, fruit snacks, that type of thing. And then we always need gloves and leggings, and they can be used. They don't need to be expensive because we go through them a lot, but it's a gloves we go through all the way until the end of spring sometimes. So,
and what are some of the needs you have as far as you've got the another home, right?
We do.
House women. Is there anything you need there on the property, or how can people get involved?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're always looking for people to help with life skills currently with this woman that we just took in. So oftentimes we're looking for people just to spend time with them and hang out and learn how they can interact and learn how to interact with people and have social skills. And so we're oftentimes looking for that. We always have an open door if people want to check out what we do on outreach. You can just get in touch with me and we can make that happen, and you can kind of see what we do.
All right. Why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can reach me by my phone, 586-242-9280, or you can email me at elliehouse313@yahoo.com.
Deb, we thank you so much. We are so blessed to have you as part of the Michigan District Innovative Missional Ministry. All that you've done and getting people off the streets, it's been just such a huge blessing for all of us.
Well, thanks. I'm so blessed by the district. We couldn't do what we do without the district. And so we've been so blessed that they have supported us and encouraged us.
Deb, thank you so much. And we want to thank you for listening to this week's Innovative Missional Ministry podcast.